one of those things where it's not just getting ghosted for me. I'm like the Nigerian, queen is like wanting me to get her money and stuff. And wait a minute, Terry, she really seems real. She used my name.
She really is being held.
She might need help.
Captive.
I'm going to go find out
just
more about
that. Just send her $10,000.
It's all it takes. imagine being somebody in Nigeria that really does need help. It's a tough gig.
Yeah, you're probably not sending random emails.
Probably not.
They probably don't have you locked up with a computer. I mean, you know, there's that.
It's points. Very good points. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
CBS News Brief. The Labor Department says employers added 216,000 positions in December, besting a gain of 199,000 the month before. Bob Dahl at Crossmark Global Investments.
Better than expected in terms of the number of people finding jobs. I think also important is the fact that average hourly earnings stayed strong.
Investigators in Perry, Iowa, searching for a motive after a 17-year-old shot and killed a sixth grader at the local high school. Five people injured. Jody Kurth's stepson was grazed by a bullet.
It was absolutely horrifying. One of the worst moments of my entire life, but the best phone call I got was saying that they were okay.
The first major winter storm of the season set to pound people on the East Coast this weekend. Alerts up from North Carolina to Maine. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
Looks like the heaviest snow will fall across the inland areas, and there is the possibility of a 6 to 12 inch snowfall in some spots.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts were just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Truckers and other commercial drivers are on the front lines against human trafficking in Wisconsin. State troopers are training them on the red flags potential victims may raise.
For every victim that's recovered in a trafficking investigation, there are, you know, just an infinite number that aren't, that go unnoticed. And that's kind of the sad reality of it.
That's Trooper Sean Bryan of the Wisconsin State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you have health insurance coverage for your children through Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs, they will now have continuous coverage for 12 months. Federal legislation has mandated that children under the age of 19 who are enrolled in a qualifying program as of January 1, 2024, will be covered for 12 months from their last application or renewal date, regardless of their family's income increases. This policy change ensures Wisconsin children will continue to get the coverage they need when they need it, stabilizing their access to care. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking for help to bring cheer and love to veterans on Valentine's Day. You can bring joy to their day and let them know you appreciate their service by sending a card. Mail it before January 31st to Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs, Attention, Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Bucks beat the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a back-and-forth game, but the Bucks held on to win 125-121 over the Spurs in San Antonio. Giannis against 7'4" Victor Wembanyama. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
That was a fun game. That was a fun game to coach, fun game to watch. You know, two of the most unique, talented, you know, they're very versatile players, but we just got to continue and get ready for Houston.
The Bucks play the Rockets tomorrow night. NFL, Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields on what a win in Green Bay Sunday would mean to him.
It'd mean a lot to the fans of the city. I think it'd be great. We know that Green Bay's playing for a lot at stake. They're playing for a playoff spot right now. So I think, you know, it'd be a great feeling to end the season off with a win in Lambeau.
If the Packers win, they're in the playoffs. Elton Jenkins.
We just got to keep doing what we've been doing. Don't change anything. Just harp on the details and just play with a lot of effort.
That's Packers left guard Elton Jenkins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm today. All ahead of a few shots of some snow headed our way. First chance pushes in later tonight as spotty snow showers that ramp up through the overnight hours and look to linger into tomorrow afternoon. A half an inch of snow is likely, with some areas seeing up to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, everybody. We're here to have some fun. We got good things lined up for you this hour. We're going to get into a bunch of stuff with you. A little bit later, I want to get into these five things you can do with your first weekend of the new year. That should be fun. Looking forward to that. Right now, let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news. And this is an interesting place to start, I think. Elvis and a hologram. Yep. After 47 years, Elvis Presley will be re-entering the building as a hologram. The hologram show Elvis Evolution will hit the London stage in November of 2024, then relocate to Las Vegas, Berlin, and then Tokyo. They are talking about, have you seen the spear in Las Vegas?
Yeah, doesn't that look cool?
It looks pretty immersive. Looks pretty interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that they are scheduling this Elvis hologram for that.
In there, at the
Sphere?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh. I think so. I've heard a little bit. I don't think that's in writing yet, but I believe that's where they're projecting it to be.
So,
no pun intended, projecting.
So what? I'm not sure. But I'm not like a huge Elvis junkie. I mean, mm-hmm. I like Elvis. I think, you know, but I don't know that I would go to see a hologram show. Though
yeah.
I think there will be a big following for it.
Oh yeah, I don't get this, but it doesn't matter. They've been doing well. All
but
these hologram things have been doing very well. People have been enjoying them,
and it's kind of crazy.
I think so.
Like that, you can
like
you put that person there.
Yeah,
like.
When we were kids, they first started doing this stuff. Like, well, I shouldn't say kids. When we were teenagers, you know, in high school and everything. And I remember we first started hearing about holograms and some of that. And it kind of made sense back then to me. But now, if I want to see Elvis, I just go online and throw in my search engine. I want to see Elvis. And it's not just I want to see Elvis. I want to see young Elvis. I want to see older Elvis.
Or
I want
even
to see...
in a specific venue singing a specific song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can find anything I want now. So to me, I would rather sit back and do that. Or what about having I'm taking a page out of Taylor Swift's playbook and everything, and you know, taking his old concert footage and making a movie out of that. I mean, actually seeing the real actual artist.
Yeah.
The hologram thing, no matter how good they are, no matter how realistic it is, I can't get past the fact that it's not them.
Yeah.
And I'm just basically seeing an image that could go, you know, if one computer gets unplugged or something like that, the whole show is over. I don't know.
Or all of a sudden, like, the mouth is over here and the body's like a foot away.
Like the technology has come a long ways. It doesn't come far enough for me.
Well,
like,
and I don't know, not to be like all sentimental and stuff, because the opportunity, maybe you've been a Elvis, you know, junkie your entire life, and this is maybe what you feel is a unique opportunity. But to me, it's kind of just weird too. Like the person has passed on.
It's all
so
kinds
now,
of wrong to me.
I just, I don't know.
I would give anything, almost anything, to have a time machine and go back and see Robin Williams do stand-up. Like, that was one of my
dreams. But would you go see a hologram of him doing stand-up?
Not even, no. Just the thought of that makes me literally angry. Like, I just got angry when you said that. Like, I haven't been angry at all this morning. that infuriated me. Like, I hate the idea of that. That to me, like, does the money that's made from this, does it go to the families? I don't know. I'm curious about something like a
scholarship fund or something. Like, is it? Yeah,
that could get me a little more on board on this. Right. But until I know the answers to that, which I cannot find out, I've looked and I cannot find. I'm pretty sure.
Strange.
Yeah. Flesh and Blood Elvis played his last show on June 26, 1977 at the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. He passed away 2 months later at the age of 42. One thing I'll say for the hologram thing, I this goes right back to using real footage, though. I do think it'd be kind of cool if you could do, like, go from young Elvis to middle age to the, you know, and see the progression there. And you couldn't get that from a regular show. But at the same time, you can use early footage, footage, later. I think that, in fact, I know this. I've talked to enough people in the inside. The Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie. Get ready for more of those, everybody, because they're seeing that, and Hollywood is all, everything is parody. They're seeing that, like, okay, well, we need Beyonce to do this. We need so and so to do this.
If it works here, and think about people's fan base. I mean, and honestly, what you and I think about the hologram thing. Nobody cares. It's still going to happen.
Absolutely.
And it's going to have a following, and people are, and that's, you know, to each his own, and however you're entertained is how you're entertained. But to me, there's just something about it that feels, I don't know, like a little cringy.
Yeah.
Like,
the cringy is a good word for it. Yeah. That's the first feeling I get from it. So, I don't know. Looking at what's new on your small screen this weekend, Good Grief, starring Dan Levy. You may remember him from Schitt's Creek. He is a guy struggling with the death of a husband and takes a trip to Paris, meets some people. New one on Netflix if you're looking for something to watch. On Amazon, this one is about a couple living a quiet life on a farm that's disrupted. Let's see. Amazon has a couple of other things going on along with CBS Tonight. The Greatest At-Home Videos. Greatest At-Home Videos, which just basically, isn't that just
funniest home videos?
Yeah, it seems like it. The 16th season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race kicks off on MTV tonight at 7. Also, you've got football. Just football. It doesn't even matter. Football. Who cares?
What if it was hologram football?
I'll tell you.
No, you will not.
Ooh.
Like Madden?
Ooh, wait a minute. Yeah, because that's the first thing I thought of was Madden. Yeah. I miss playing Madden so much. I don't get to play nearly enough. Saturday, the lineup, you got Saturday Night Football, Saturday on ABC and ESPN, Monday Night Football season finale with back-to-back games. Baltimore versus Pittsburgh. Baltimore resting a bunch of their starters. Pittsburgh needs it to get in. Indy and Houston could be an interesting game. Sunday night game, Miami at Buffalo, Miami hosting Buffalo. A lot of playoff implications in all of those. All these are great games to the fan bases of all of them. That's wonderful. It's Green Bay. It's Chicago. That's the only game that matters this weekend. Everything is on the line. Let's see what happens, baby. I cannot wait. It should be a fun game. I'm hoping for it to be a fun game. Hoping. Fingers crossed. Notice I didn't say that I think my team's going to win. So, like, I just hope it's competitive.
When this game happens, are you, like, just kind of in solitude, or do you go by other humans?
Oh, I go by all humans. There is one thing about
wearing Bears apparel?
Absolutely.
Oh. Wait. Outside of your parents' home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't just congregate with your family who are also fans.
I've spent over 20 some years in central Wisconsin being a Chicago fan.
Yeah, I know. You'd be in hiding.
I've got Teflon for skin. You can't say or do anything to me. In sixth grade, I had a kid spit on my Bear jersey. Okay? I've had it all. Like, I can take it. I will say this. All my friends pretty much are Packer fans. And every one of them, we will give each other a hard time and everything, but I've never had anything like that extreme. Part of the reason I love our rivalry is because not only do I think it's the best in sports, but I think when you strip everything down, I'm not talking about the crazy, insane fan. I got no time for them. I'm talking about the people that get it, that understand that this is a game and we have fun with it. But at the end of the day, it's not we're not getting to fists over it or anything like that. That's where things go too far. You don't actually own the team. You are not. You can call it. You can say we.
Well, Packers. You're a shareholder.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Right. Okay. Go right ahead and go try to make a coaching change and see how that goes.
But isn't it funny how, like, it is always kind of more fun when you gather when there's someone or people for both teams. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's just fun ribbing and that kind of stuff, but it's always
part of sports.
For a while, one of my nephews was like the biggest Seattle Seahawks fan. He might still be. I don't know. But it's like, you know, we'd all be in Packer and he'd come out in his Seahawks, you know, jersey.
It's part of the fun.
And we just poke at him and poke at him, but it was fun. It was very much fun.
I enjoy it. I don't know if I could always say I did, but I know me now.
But now
I enjoy
it. Yes, for sure.
On Sunday on CBS, the 81st Golden Globe Awards will be going on. Joe Coy will be hosting that. And the fourth season premiere of The Great North will be on Sunday on Fox. Looking at your big screen, not a lot of stuff coming out. And this continues to make me sad. When we were kids, again, I'm going to keep saying that. That piece of, apparently, that's the phrase of the day for
apparently
me.
Apparently, it's a long time ago now.
Really. I feel older every time I say it. And I'm so sorry to be aging you with me. I didn't mean to do that. But this Christmas weekend, right from Christmas weekend into this first week of the new year, if you had a movie, you were releasing it now or around the 4th of July. This was such a big week for movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Even going back to the Lord of the Rings movies, that it was still a thing. Mm-hmm. Just kind of faded. It isn't as a big deal now. There's a couple of movies, Memory with Jessica Chastain and Peter Sarsgaard, that is out. That is in limited release. Night Swim, rated PG-13. Another horror movie where they can't come up with new original horror ideas, so they're just Night Swim.
I'm not going to lie. When the trailer is on for that on TV, like I don't watch a ton of like live TV, but Randy does, and so like I was walking, the trailer is really gross. Like, I don't like movies like that, and I don't want to see that when I'm...
It doesn't. Yeah, I hear you.
It's probably the only climactic part of the whole movie is in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. if there's one thing I've heard about a lot of these recent horror movies, it's if you've seen the trailer, you saw
don't need
the best
to see
parts.
The rest. Yeah. But I just am like, ugh, gross.
To the horror genre out there, I just have one note. Like, try harder. Like, what are you doing?
Bring us something we can use.
They've given up on ideas. Like, I don't know. What about Thanksgiving, everybody? Sure, why not? How about Night Swimming? Okay, I'm writing a horror movie right now, Terry, and I'm breaking some news right now to everybody. I am working on one, and I'm working diligently on this. This is, I think, going to be the next great piece. Possibly the next great move for this genre and where it could go. I'm doing a movie called Attack of the Killer Fried Green Tomatoes. It is a story of sisterhood and the powers of women coming together to fight killer tomatoes, killer fried green tomatoes. I'm working very hard on this.
Make sure you keep that fried green in there,
yes,
because,
a lot of Southern accents.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
I can remember going to the video store, the one where the Elks Club is now, next to there.
Yes.
I have no idea what it was called, but it was in the old Obermeyer building.
Yep.
And I can remember going there. And I mean, we didn't even have a VCR. We had to rent the VCR too.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, that
Oh, it was a huge
plastic
box.
Case.
Weighed more than we did. Yeah.
But getting that movie. I mean, seriously, like, your parents finally cave and you're getting to rent the machine, and, you know, we'd rent it for the weekend, so then we'd get to get a couple movies. But seriously, I was like, I have to get Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
I remember one weekend we felt like such big shots. We rented a VCR and a game system.
I mean, killing it, not leaving the house all weekend.
Renting VCRs, my God, I remember.
And then
they
only had so many. Six, and if they were gone. Sorry, sucker.
My first real job here in Rapids was working at Deja Vu Video, which to longtime listeners and residents, you know it, the video store that was in town here and everything. We had like five, and they would immediately on Mondays would get reserved, and just they were already locked up.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. We will take a quick break. come back with five things you can do with your first weekend of the new year. Renting a VCR is not one of them. I don't even know if you can do that.
Well, you might have to now.
You might have to. You're right. We'll be back with more. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning on WFHR.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm today. All ahead of a few shots of some snow headed our way. First chance pushes in later tonight as spotty snow showers that ramp up through the overnight hours and look to linger into tomorrow afternoon. A half an inch of snow is likely, with some areas seeing up to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Terry and James here with you. No professionalism whatsoever. Completely losing it. It's almost, it's a Friday, all right? We're right next to the end of the show.
What, 35 minutes left?
Yeah,
you got to lose it sometime.
Call up, enjoy the conversation and the fun. 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away from joining the conversation. We got here a fun one. It's the first weekend of the new year. Here are five ideas of how you can spend it. You got if you're looking for some fun to do or whatever, or maybe you don't have any plans. You've had a gamut of a holiday marathon going back to Halloween and everything. You might be even just looking for just a calm weekend, not can having you, to do anything.
Yeah, can you not say cleaning in this list?
Yeah. Get cracking on that resolution. Whatever you've chosen as a New Year's resolution, use this weekend as a chance to either get a jump start on it, get back on track, or continue new habits and rewiring that brain. Some of what Terry and I were talking about earlier about habits, not so much resolutions. I really like that. Mm-hmm. I really like that idea. And I don't think it's a bad idea, too, to just kind of like, this is a gray area, you know? Make it start on the weekend. If you tried to get it started on the first and it didn't kick in, give you, start
well,
on the
and,
weekend.
Well, you know, getting
here.
Back to work and whatever else. There's too much else going on. And, you know, what do they say? Whoever they are. 21 days to make a habit, right? So maybe try it. Start it today. Start it tomorrow and see. Just set a goal of till the end of January and see where you get.
Keep that in mind, everybody. 21 days. That's a good one. And I think that's a good benchmark for a lot of people, too. Start a new book. If you've had a goal of reading more books this year, now's your chance to get started. Yep.
James.
Yep, I am most guilty of this. I have a list from my sister, my mom, and Terry of books that I'm supposed to read that I need to get cracking on.
Last night I started my second book of the year.
Whoa. Really?
That's,
man, I don't know how you do it. Like, I my mother and you, like,
I
both
do it,
just incredibly good readers.
I do it a lot more than I used to. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely, I don't know. Probably other things suffer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't care. as long as it's not the people in my life, fine. But if, you know, housework, whatever, fine. You know,
maybe that should be my my habit for the new year. Not resolution, but my new habit. I do want to read more.
And
I really
maybe
genuinely do.
Just set a goal of like one book a month.
Yeah.
I mean, even with all of your jobs and everything, you should be able to hammer out.
I feel like I could
one.
Probably fit that in. I feel like I could. If you
probably
are.
Probably not War and Peace.
No, probably not. Probably not. you know, my grandfather wanted me to read that, and even he was like, and my grandfather was this most stern, is serious and militant as you can get, and he hands me the book, and then immediately was like, no, like, he didn't hand me another book. He was like,
Did you see the new Charlie Brown movie from like 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
But in there, War and Peace is he does the his book report on it.
Yeah.
But it was really funny because that's not what he was going for. He got confused, but I mean, this book is like, you know, 14 inches thick. Oh, dang. Yeah, no, I have no desire to read that.
This one might be a little more difficult around here, but maybe not. Go on a hike. It's outdoorsy, it's active, and it'll get you some fresh air.
Yeah, I think not right now. It's not unrealistic.
No, I guess
just
not.
Just got to dress warm.
I was thinking, I couldn't think of exactly when this snowfall is going to hit. But even if it does, I love going for walks in the winter.
Well, yeah,
I
she
really
said
do.
Only like, what, 1 to 2 inches,
yeah,
Brittany
let's
said.
Let's be
so.
Honest. We're Midwesterners. This is nothing.
Suck it
this,
up.
I guarantee, 424-2600, tell me I'm wrong. You're going to see somebody this weekend in shorts. You will see somebody.
Oh.
You will see at least one or two people this weekend in
for
shorts.
Sure.
Yeah, this is the Midwest. That's what we do.
But the snow isn't supposed to come till next week.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
I mean,
that's true.
get out and go for a hike. That's, I think that's a great idea.
I think I'm going to probably do that. I think I'm going to grab my fur brother, Sam,
yes.
Take him for a walk. Do a deep clean. Terry. I'm sorry. I knew it was coming. If you haven't taken down your Christmas lights yet or any of that stuff, now's a good time. And chances are you're sitting on some holiday items maybe that need to be organized or some of that.
Maybe you have returns idea. Or exchanges to mm-hmm, do. You could get mm-hmm. that done. Yeah, you know, honestly, I think maybe the reason I'm bucking this is because I've always taken Christmas down this weekend because one of my daughters has a January birthday. So I always made sure all Christmas was down and everything. But now that she's an adult, like I won't do like a family birthday party anymore. So now sure. I just feel like I can leave Christmas up a little bit longer.
Oh,
finally.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll do it this weekend, but otherwise next weekend for sure.
I was trying to look at the number. It was like a record number of returns after Christmas
oh, really?
This year. Yeah.
You know, that this is the problem with online shopping, though. Because you can't touch it. You can't try it on. It just makes it that much harder.
I don't begrudge online shopping.
No, either.
I get it, and I use it myself.
And I've done it. I had to do it.
But I'm so with you on that. I will, any chance I get, I will take buying something in person then.
Well, and even a gift that my daughter was getting actually for her boyfriend. She was like, it came. We ordered it. It came. And she was like, I think it's going to be too big. And it was all, you know what I mean? And so then I was like, you know what? So I just actually ordered the smaller size. So then we had them both there so he could try them on. Because there's nothing about that. You get so excited about a gift.
Yeah.
And you want to give it. And then it doesn't fit.
It is the modern equivalent of, oh, I got this new toy. Where's the batteries? Where's the, you didn't get batteries?
So it's disappointing. But I will say, and I'll just give a plug, you know, shameless here. Mm. But like, we ordered from the Carhartt company, and the return was easier than easy. Like,
nice.
They made it super slick, and you've got to do that, right? If you want to be in that online, you know, arena, you've got to make it easy for people because I'll just go somewhere else.
Right.
I won't care.
Yeah, and especially with almost any of these products, take Carhartt. You can get Carhartt almost anywhere. You don't have to go strictly to the company. So, yeah.
But it was super easy.
And a lot of these companies get that, so they do make it a lot easier nowadays to be able to do a lot of that stuff. The one thing I will say about online shopping that is interesting, I never had this happen. I got something for my oldest, for Bree, this year. But I didn't, as I was ordering it, I see, oh, January 6th. I'm like, oh, no. But, you know, Bria being an amazing human being, she was fine with it. But I got it early. I got it in time. And that was like, I
exceeds
felt like
your expectations.
Oh, yeah. I felt like I won a Super Bowl. Like, I felt so great. I'm like, oh, yes, this is awesome. I felt so good to being able to give it to her right before Christmas or right on there. Finally on the list, cook something at home. It checks off boxes if you resolve to save money by not eating out as much this year or eating healthier in general. And I don't think there's ever a bad moment to cook something at home. And you might be saying, well, I don't cook. Now's a chance to maybe learn a dish.
Yeah, absolutely. But I will say, I mean, that resonates with me because probably from like 2 weeks before Christmas, you know, you think about holiday parties and different, you know, you get together. And for me, it's my favorite. It's a lot of grazing, right? Like a lot of appetizers
so
and snacky food
yes.
and that kind of thing. But there is also just something about the smells of a home-cooked meal. And I don't know, just different than what my favorite holiday foods aren't typically like a sit-down meal.
Yeah,
so I completely agree with that.
It's one of my favorite thing about the holiday gamut is the grazing, is
me
snacks.
Too. But
There's
it can only
snacks.
Last so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Either that or you need new pants.
I don't know. And this isn't a hill I'm willing to die on, but I really do think that everybody should know how to make at least one dish. Like, everybody should know how to cook and be able to cook. I'm not saying anything that complex, but I really think that you get... Unless you've done it, you've cooked for somebody, you really don't understand the pride and the joy that you can get from making a meal for somebody and them enjoying it. And for yourself, I think that that's one of the things I've had to relearn is, you know, when I'm eating by myself or preparing food for myself, I'm just trying to throw stuff in my gut. But I've been trying to take more time to like, no, I'm actually going to make myself something. I'm actually going to make a meal. And I really enjoy it. I actually feel like I'm actually actually getting some calories and some real energy from it.
Well, and it really doesn't I mean, if you truly do not like cooking, there's tons of, even just think about like slow cooker or crock pot meals that you can, I mean, that are literally dump stuff in, turn it on high, don't touch it for 4 hours, stir it.
Yeah.
But even that is like that. Can be as good. So yeah, I agree. But that's might be my favorite one on that list.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one. And there's no downside necessarily to it. I mean, if it doesn't work out, order. And for,
DoorDash. Yeah. And for me, it's like soup season. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, there's something about soups and the, like, I don't know, just the simmering all day. And I love that.
It's funny. My dad and I were talking about this the other day, and I don't know if I can physically have chicken noodle soup without grilled cheese. Like, I'm not sure really? I can eat one without the other. I think I need both.
I've never put those together.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
But I'm a diehard tomato soup and grilled cheese person. Okay. So I just, not that you can't have it with both, but see, no, for me, they just, that's just how it is.
My this is one of those funny things. My mom and dad have a couple of things like this, and it's very, where one likes it, but the other one doesn't. So they get like all of it. Tomato soup is like that with my mom. I know when my mom's really hungry, she just make it tomato soup, and she knows my dad and I are not going to be eating it. So just getting more power to her. She has never done that.
You know, one of my kids, she won't eat the tomato soup either, but she wants it to dunk her sandwich in. Literally wants like a half an inch in the bottom of the bowl. And if I give her more than that, she's like, that's too much. I'm like, well, I'll just dump it. But like, she just wants it just to dunk it, but she does not want it as, you know, as soup. I think that's hilarious.
I love the weird things that we do.
The little quirky things.
We don't even think anything of it. We just do it. We'll take a quick break. We're going to get to our news. We'll come back after this time out with some fun. We got good things lined up for you. We're going to get into, if you don't have a resolution, we might have an idea for you of one. And a Florida city's new law about dogs I want to get into. This is an interesting one. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials say 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high radon levels. Radon's a natural radioactive gas that can cause cancer. A test kit costs about $20, but some communities are giving them out for free or at a discount. Health officials urge schools and businesses to test for radon, too. 41 Milwaukee public schools are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. It provides a better atmosphere for play and for learning.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
That's Lisa Neeb. She's with Reflo. That's the nonprofit that's helping with the project. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Fairy Tale Ball is happening this month at UW-Stevens Point. On January 13th, you can meet and party with over 50 of your favorite fairy tale characters in the Laird Room at the university. The Playhouse Theater Group will have a craft corner, dessert table, and dance performance. The afternoon ball takes place from 2 to 4:30 and the evening ball from 6 to 8:30. Tickets are required and are $30 each. The Fairy Tale Ball is dedicated in memory of Jaina Kelly. Proceeds from the event support performing arts programming for area youth and academic scholarships. The Arts Council of Southwood County is excited to announce the New York City group Uptown will perform in Wisconsin Rapids next month. This high-energy show for the whole family will perform February 8th at the Performing Arts Center. You can visit savorthearts.com for more information and tickets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a back-and-forth game, but the Bucks held on to win 125-121 over the Spurs in San Antonio. Giannis against 7'4" Victor Wembanyama. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
That was a fun game. That was a fun game to coach, fun game to watch. You know, two of the most unique, talented, you know, they're very versatile players, but we just got to continue and get ready for Houston.
The Bucks play the Rockets tomorrow night. NFL, Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields. On what a win in Green Bay Sunday would mean to him.
It'd mean a lot to the fans of the city. I think it'd be great. We know that Green Bay is playing for a lot at stake. They're playing for a playoff spot right now, so I think, you know, it'd be a great feeling to end the season off with a win in Lambeau.
If the Packers win, they're in the playoffs. Elton Jenkins.
We just got to keep doing what we've been doing. Don't change anything. Just harp on the details and just play with a lot of effort.
That's Packers left guard Elton Jenkins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm today. All ahead of a few shots of some snow headed our way. First chance pushes in later tonight as spotty snow showers that ramp up through the overnight hours and look to linger into tomorrow afternoon. A half an inch of snow is likely, with some areas seeing up to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Bam, 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 bam. Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Terry and James here with you. We made it to the end of the week. We didn't keep it together, but we made it to the end of the week, Terry.
Yeah, we
did
it. We are falling apart.
We hope you're having a great, great morning out there. Thanks for joining us. Happy Friday, everybody. I want to get into this one. This is pretty interesting. And a lot of times for our That Ain't Right stories, we end up in Florida.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
really the home of That Ain't Right
if
stories.
If they're willing to give us the stories,
right,
we got to use them.
I got a couple friends in the Miami and outside the Miami area, and they just embrace this. They just come around to, like, yeah, this is just us. This is Florida. It's where it is.
This is it.
This one is a little more interesting, though. What if you got lazy, decided not to take your dog for a walk, and it landed you with a fine?
Interesting.
It's something people in one Florida city might actually have to worry about now. Deltona, Florida is about 20 miles north of Orlando, with a new law that just passed that requires dog owners to provide their pooch with daily exercise. It's part of a new set of mandates designed to prevent animal cruelty. The new law says animals, quote, animals must be given appropriate daily exercise, but concedes that the right amount can depend on the dog's age, health, and breed. In other words, a 2-year-old border collie needs to get out more and run, but your tiny Pomeranian might be getting a decent workout just zipping around the house and everything.
Could you imagine if it was a set, like every single dog has to go like 4 miles, and you've got one doing it in like, you know, 2 minutes, and then you've got this little Pomeranian.
Come on, Fido, we gotta go. I ain't going to jail for you. All jokes aside, it sounds like dog owners probably won't get in trouble for just skipping the occasional walk, but they might if it becomes an ongoing issue. Now, one thing right away that I see with this is neighbors spying on neighbors talking, you know, that kind of thing. That could get a little dicey. And I understand that they got to work this out. There's some kinks here. This is, there's some gray area here that I'm not comfortable with. But man, do I love the heart of this. I love the intent of this. You and I have talked about this before. Our friend, all of our friends from the Humane Society, we've talked about this, especially with Madison. Having a pet is a privilege. It's not a birthright. It should be about the animal first. If it's about you or the idea of it being a selling point for you or any factor that doesn't involve the animal being first, it's really null and void already. I like the idea of this. We have seen a rise of the last 20 years, dog lovers have united, and the whole country has become dog friendly to the point where one of the biggest things cities are looking for. I talk with our mayors, our local mayors all the time, and one of the biggest things that any city is looking for is keeping their population. Every year we got kids graduating high school, and every year you got a certain portion of those kids moving out of the town, moving out of cities. How do you keep people in cities? How do you bring new people in? The overall overwhelming theme that works, being dog friendly, being animal friendly. It's the number one thing. It's not the only reason people are going to move to your town, but it's a big factor.
Well, I think it helps. Yeah. I think there's a few challenges with this. Like, I mean, I like the idea of, yes, putting, reducing animal cruelty, mm-hmm. right? Like that,
yeah.
And taking care of, we're
that.
All on board with that. I think that we'd be challenged to find a municipality anywhere that has the resources to enforce something like this,
right.
Because there's so many other things that they aren't able to enforce with what they have. So then adding another thing to the plate, the idea is awesome. You know, the ability to do it is probably less. And I also just, I mean, I hope that same town also has laws about activity with your children.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing. I have a dog. I have nothing against pets. I'm a pet lover, but I also struggle with our tolerance. We seem to have much less tolerance for animal cruelty than we do for child issues. Yeah, yeah. And so that, for me, that's an internal struggle.
This varies differently by different counties and different states, of course. But there was a point not too long ago where you'd get more in trouble for having a bag of weed than you would for rape. Like certain things, like our system, there's some things that were, askew that we're trying to correct and get better. I think that it's understandable. And there's two big factors here for me, too. And I'm glad you touched on this. One, I'm not too big on anything that involves us putting more on our officers' plates. Like, they're pretty full. Yeah. We need to be thinking about ways we can cut back on some of that stuff and have them have more resources for these things that they should not. Half the police officers that signed up didn't sign up for this. It wasn't supposed to be part of the job. So that is a huge part of this to me. But there's very few people out there that are going to be more, hey, I want more government involved.
Right.
You know, that part bothers me a little bit.
Maybe not make it a law. Maybe look at it more like maybe have whatever, a dog-friendly, like, intentional event every month. You know what I mean? Like, where we're going to, like that kind of thing. But I don't know. I also really like the more pet-friendly, dog-friendly communities. But I also don't know that we always think about the people who really aren't dog people. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that they have anything against pets.
No, no.
But I think sometimes, so I have someone that I'm very close to that she does not like dogs. Mm-hmm. She's just uncomfortable, and I think she's scared, honestly, but it doesn't matter. But she also doesn't really like going into a store. And yes, your dog's on your leash and whatever, but dogs are inquisitive, right? Like, dogs are going to sniff you. Dogs are going to come as they're going to stretch that leash as far as possible. And now she's kind of like, there's certain stores that she won't go into now because there's people with dogs that, you know, and there's all kinds of dogs. There's the cute little sweet ones and there's aggressive ones, you know. So I think there's kind of a, you know, what is the balance, right? Yeah. Like being dog friendly, but do they need to be in every store that you go into? I don't know. I mean,
715-424-2600. I want to know what you guys think of this one. I'm not a big believer in just barking. I'm not a big believer in just complaining. I like to have answers or solutions too. I don't know what the perfect answer or solution is, but I like the intent. I like where they're going with this. I would much rather it be, hey, we have this idea. Let's go ahead and talk to people. Let's see if we can figure out a good way to do this. And to be fair, maybe I did a little homework on this, but I didn't do a deep dive. Maybe they did do that beforehand, but it doesn't seem like they did. It seems like something that their county board kind of came up with and went forward with without really it being voted on or anything.
It's kind of like when New York said no more supersized beverages. I mean, you can't, like...
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, right.
You know,
I'll never forget this. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I'm sure there's a lot of people remember this, but for those that don't, there was a point where it looked like Rudy Giuliani was going to be president. Like, he was going to be president. He was the mayor of New York. He was this and that and everything. And Rudy still had some time as mayor of New York. One of the things he did was outlaw ferrets. And people lost their minds. It literally, you can go ahead and look at the political scientists and the analysts and everything, and they'll tell you this, the same thing I'm telling you right now. That cost him the election. Well, like, that cost him, like, it changed the whole course of his political career.
And aside from all that, why ferret? Why not rabbits? What I mean? Like, why not hamsters? Like, I don't know.
It's interesting what the littlest things they could do.
Or what gets traction, and then you might put something out there that you think will get or you think it's going to be this is the next home run, like this is it, and then it gets nothing.
Yeah, it's weird. It's interesting how
so I don't know. I think these, honestly, I think the dogs who live in this town are pretty lucky. What I mean? Yeah, like, they're true. Maybe that's who's running that town in Florida.
Lucky dog.
Lucky dogs.
I will say, you know, I think you might be onto something there.
Because
there's cities that have a mayor. Like, we're going to be hiring a new mayor here. We're going to be electing a new mayor in this year and everything. I've read the candidates' names. I am looking forward to getting to know them more, and I would like to have them on the air with us. I think that'd be great.
That's a great idea.
All that being said, if there was a dog running, I don't know. I'd be a little tempted. I'd be a little tempted to vote for him. I'm not sure. And of course, we put a dog in charge, and there's treats everywhere. Every park becomes a dog friendly park. I like the idea of this, actually. Not the more I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking this is the way I want to go.
Uh-huh. Right on board.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Let's see if I can get this. This is not working with me today. It's live radio, baby.
I mean, you know.
Nothing like it.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and calm today. All ahead of a few shots of some snow headed our way. First chance pushes in later tonight as spotty snow showers that ramp up through the overnight hours and look to linger into tomorrow afternoon. A half an inch of snow is likely, with some areas seeing up to 2 inches. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
I can do that one.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's it. We will rock you. We are ready. We are taking you to the top of the hour. Terry and James here with you without bumpers, but we're making do. We should have our bumpers back next week. We're trying. 424-2600. We got one segment left. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, especially with this one right here. It's a new year. The holiday insanity is over, and 2024 is basically a blank slate. Yet people online are already back to, you know, kind of ripping on each other about little things. And one of the bigger things that people are noticing right away is grammar. A lot of people regarding grammar, a lot of that going on. So if you're a little loose with your grammar, you can work on these things and, you know, maybe quiet the masses with that stuff. Here are the main ones people are bringing up. So we're going to get grammar talk right now here a little bit.
This is a thing for me.
So yeah, is it? Okay, yeah. Interesting.
I mean, I usually keep my mouth shut about it, but it drives me insane.
I'm with that. I do the same thing, yes. I don't usually say anything, but inside my head, yes, it's a huge...
Like is it two, two, or two? And if you're an adult, you should know which one it is. Mm.
You and your... Yeah, I mean, your, the way people
your
write
and your.
Your,
yeah, your yeah, and yeah, you are.
That's yeah. A big one. When people say irregardless instead of just regardless... And it's always the person that thinks that they're really smart for saying irregardless. No. Mixing up prostate, which is a gland, and prostate, which is a position. Okay. Yeah. People using whenever where they should be using when, like saying whenever I was doing laundry on Tuesday. It's when I was doing laundry on Tuesday.
I don't really notice that one.
That one I have to. Yeah, I honestly don't notice that one either. I can't say I've ever picked up on that one. When people say on accident instead of by accident.
Oh,
these are a little more nitpicky.
Yeah,
than I was
thinking like, you know,
yeah,
words that have double. Or triple.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. So when people using utilize where they should be using use.
Wow. Yeah, this is nitpicky. I mean, I was thinking like your, like, you know, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that one, some stuff like that is in here. Someone writes people that instead of people who. Oh, when someone writes people that do this, instead they should be writing people who do this. Wow.
Do you have people on your Facebook that are actually writing words like this?
No. I don't know where this is. Yeah, this is a very interesting.
I mean, if
list.
You're grading papers, sure.
Saying nuclear instead of nuclear. Nuclear instead of nuclear. Okay. All right. And as always, mixing up there, or there.
Yeah.
You know, that one. That's probably the most famous one to mess up. I will say this. Depending on the person and how many times they make these mistakes, I give a lot of grain of salt with this stuff. So much of this is the way we learn and how we learned and some of those things. That being said, there are certain ones that just infuriate you as an adult. Like, unless you are the underage of ten, it'll drive you nuts with some of these.
Yeah.
Is there a go-to? Is there a big one for you that's like really sets
really,
it off?
Like, well, there, mm-hmm. You know, there, they are, right? Or you're and you are. Like, yeah. that catches me. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, yeah. How do you not know that? Say it in your head. If you would say you are, then it's your, you know.
It feels a little more self-explanatory than some of them.
I don't know. Two, two, and two gets me also.
That's, yeah, that one.
I mean, it gets me too.
That seems to be one that a lot of people feel that way about, that they are not a fan of that one. Let's take a look at this. I know we usually wrap up with a that ain't right story or two and some fun stuff like that. And I think we might have even had one right there as far as that goes. I like to wrap up our week with some good stories of the day. We're going to get local in a second, but I want to talk about this monkey first. A monkey who escaped from a sanctuary in Ireland is likely on the hunt for a mate. The sanctuary owner said.
I mean, why else would you escape?
Looking for love, you know. Willie Hefferman, owner of the Ratham Dumb Monkey Sanctuary, said that the monkey named Charlie was being relocated from the island where he resides when he jumped off the boat and fled.
He's a genius.
He took off. He saw an opening and he took it. Charlie was...
Wait, was he still on the island or was he across, though? That's the problem.
Ooh, yeah. I'm not sure.
You know, if he waited till the boat docked.
Then it does sound like that might have been what happened. Charlie was 2 years old when he was rescued from a city in Scotland, a laboratory about 20 years ago. And Heffernan said he decided to relocate the monkey because he had recently started harassing a trio of female monkeys who are all over the age of 60. Charlie, just being Charlie. This is just who Charlie is, all right?
I mean, he waited 20 years to make his break.
I mean, he waited a long time.
Yeah.
Hefferman said Charlie is likely on the search for a younger mate. He, quote, he is excited when he thinks Wicklow is full of young female monkeys. So apparently was online and, you know, read an article or something. He lived on the island and caught squirrels, frogs, and birds, so he has no bother getting protein. He knows how to feed, you know, can take care of himself in the wild.
I mean, you know, he has other needs, apparently.
Yeah. And there's only so much you can take care of in the wild. I mean, Hefferman is asking local hunters to be aware that Charlie could be hiding in the trees and asking that they be cautionary about the primate out there. Don't,
and get him back to where he goes. And why don't they just find him why don't they get him a younger female?
It kind of feels like that should have, you know, this would have taken care of that. He said Charlie is not used to human contact and will likely flee if people approach him. So they are still trying to, quote unquote, catch him.
Sure.
But they are kind of, it sounds like they're also kind of hopeful that they don't catch him too soon, if you know what I mean. They want Charlie to be able to be Charlie, you know, go out there and live a little.
It sounds like he should really procreate, for
that's
sure.
That is a whole different version of love. jumping off boats just to and find some love.
Desperate.
Whenever Terry joins us, I love to be able to wrap up and talk a little United Way. Terry, you got some wonderful things going on with the United Way, including your homeless point in time count.
Yeah, so homeless point in time count happens twice a year at the end of January and end of July. And this is actually handled by the Community Action action programs around the whole state. So it happens in the whole state of Wisconsin, same time, same day. With the idea of, you know, maybe there's people moving around from area to area. So it's trying to get a snapshot of homelessness in our respective counties, and also help to kind of diagnose what that means, right? Like what do community needs, what levels of support are needed. So we, United Way, helps to recruit the volunteers, and this happens at night. Mm-hmm. So you're giving up some of your sleeping time. Mm-hmm. But we are looking for volunteers to help with this. There's no training necessary or no experience necessary. You just show up that night and you get a little training session on what you're looking for. You get paired up. No one goes out alone. Mm-hmm. You get paired up with some other volunteers. And really the idea is to, you know, kind of blanket the community. And actually it's the whole county. All of Wood County does it together. But really just to blanket the county and understand and identify individuals or groups of folks who might be presenting as homeless, also asking them for some information if they're willing. Mm-hmm. To share information about their situation. And then also we typically are presenting them with some, you know, maybe some cold weather gear or that kind of thing to help. But it's really meant to track statewide position of homelessness and what we can do as a state, as a community, you know, as a county, as a community, to really target the needs of those who are homeless.
We know from not only the ALICE reports, but I think from just being a part of the community and seeing it in the community, we know there are more of this in our community than there have been in years past. This is something that is becoming more and more of something that we should have always been paying attention to. We really need to put a focus on and really help whatever we can. It goes a long way for not only helping these individuals, which to me is the most important part of this, but the data that we collect is how you get state funding, is how you are able to bring attention to these things in your area. There's a lot of layers to this.
Absolutely. And I think it's difficult because when we think the stereotypical what homelessness looks like, that's not what it looks like in rural communities, right? So if you're in a more urban area, you're maybe seeing some of those that, you know, like the proverbial under the bridge. I mean, that's probably not even
we
a
know
thing,
what
but
you mean.
But the idea of homeless actually on the street is very different in rural communities and unfortunately sometimes a little bit more hidden. Right. Mm-hmm. Like it's not as visible. So the idea of identifying and then addressing, can sometimes take a little bit. We need to have a little bit different approach. So we certainly, tip our hats to our friends at North Central Community Action Program who are doing this work and addressing housing issues. And we are happy to, be a helper in that.
Find out more by going to uwswac.org. We've got so many other great things going on with our United Way. Encourage you to reach out and find out more and see how you can volunteer and help out.
Absolutely. There is just a ton of stuff going on. So our website is a great resource, social media. And if you're interested in volunteering, Ben on our team is a really great resource.
Mm-hmm. We'll be talking to Terry. Be with us next Friday. We'll talk more about some of these great events coming up this month and in the next couple of months. Our good friends over at the VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids have their community blood drive going on, and it kicked off just an hour ago. It's going from now until 1 over there at the VFW at 2711 Redden Road, right in Wisconsin Rapids. Get on over there, be a superhero, donate blood, and you have a chance to win an SUV just for donating blood.
What?
That's pretty cool. I got a barcode you can scan. You scan that, donate, and boom, just like that, you have a chance to win this SUV. And you already win by donating because not only are you helping our friends over at the VFW and getting to hang out with them a little bit, but you're also putting into your community and helping something that is vital to every community right now.
It's a fun twist.
Yeah, I like that. The Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market is back and running tomorrow from 9 to 1. Join them over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. You can find out more by going into your search bar on Facebook and Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market, or, of course, going to wrmoravian.org. They're always looking for vendors. If you're a vendor out there, encourage you to reach out to the Moravian Church. And if you're looking for something fun to do, I love the Winter Farmers Market.
It's
a great place to go. Go check that out. Check out our final midday magazine of the week. We got a jam-packed one, a great one. In part one, we're going to be speaking with Wisconsin Assembly District 72 Representative Scott Krug. Our first interview with Scott of the new year. Looking forward to that. And in part two, we will have Dan Vollert joining us, maintenance program supervisor and snowmobile ATV coordinator with Wood County Parks and Forestry Department.
Okay, I will bet you Dan Vollert is way more wanting snow than me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great bet.
Or it's equal. It's probably equal.
It's probably pretty close because you are pretty gung-ho about that. We are looking at our weekend lineup. Good stuff on the radio dial for you tonight at 5:30. It's a puck night. Wisconsin men's hockey at Notre Dame. Ugh. Come on, Badgers. Beat up Notre Dame. Beat them up. Get them. Great game tonight. Puck will drop at 5:30 for that. On our sister station, WIRI, our pregame kicks off at 7:05. Wausau East at Lincoln High School girls basketball. Michael and Seth running that. You know it's going to sound good. Saturday, we got the Greg Gard Show at 10:05. At noon, Badger basketball hosting Nebraska, Big Ten matchup. And then at 6:30 Saturday night, Milwaukee Bucks at Houston Rockets.
Sweet.
Milwaukee Bucks on the radio. Milwaukee Bucks right here at WFHR.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
fabulous.
So awesome. Giannis, Dame right here at WFHR. Woo! Love it. We're so excited to be able to have Bucks basketball right here at WFHR. Sunday, Badger women's basketball at Illinois. It should be a good one. 1:40 start time for that. And on Sunday night, our pregame will kick off at 6:59 as our River Kings host the Hudson Havoc. That is going to be a good one.
Isn't that fun? A full schedule of sports all weekend.
It's going to be great. We'll be talking about it on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 for Playmakers. Really looking forward to that. We haven't got to talk to you guys in a couple weeks on the show. We're looking forward to having Coach Peckman on with us and having a good time kicking off Playmakers this Monday at 3. This has been a great show. I appreciate all of you out there. Got a good story of the day real quick. This guy in D.C. gave his wife a Powerball ticket for Christmas that hit $2 million. It was for a drawing that happened December 2nd, and he hadn't checked the numbers, so they didn't find out the winner until Christmas Day. That's just wild. That's wild. You couldn't plan that.
Okay, seriously. If I open that, I'd be like, dude, this is from December 2nd. You're giving it to me for Christmas?
Does the winning help?
But I'm saying if you didn't know it was a winner, if he knew it was a winner when he gave it, then yeah. But that's hilarious.
We win every time you guys join us. Thanks so much for getting us ready for the weekend.